Okay, this sermon text is taken from the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 3 will serve as our text. From morning until midday. That's the amount of time we're praising the Lord today in this holy convocation. From morning until midday. And we'll begin reading in Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 1. Now, all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday before the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. So Ezra the scribe stood on a platform of wood which they had made for the purpose, and beside him at his right hand stood Mattathiah, Shema, Anaiah, Urijah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah, and at his left hand, Pedaiah, Mishael, Melchijah, Hashum, Hashbadanah, Zechariah, and Meshullam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And then all the people answered, Amen. Amen. While lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads, and they worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also, Jeshua, Benai, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shebathai, Hodijah, Maaseiah, Kelita, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, Peleah, and the Levites helped the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading. Now the children of Israel had returned to Jerusalem from the places they had been exiled to in the Babylonian captivity. Upon their return, under the godly leadership of Ezra the priest and scribe, these Israelites sought a revival according to God's word. This occasion was the Feast of Trumpets, but their revival didn't stop there. At the end of Nehemiah chapter 8, we see these folks celebrating a good old-fashioned tent revival at the Feast of Tabernacles. In verse 18, we read, "Also day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read from the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days. And on the eighth day, there was a sacred assembly according to the prescribed manner." We're going to pick up on three things that we find in our text. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 3, from morning until midday, and our subtexts in verses 8 and 18. First, priority of time and commitment to the Word of God. Second, the need for solid preaching and teaching. And third, the need for obedience to the Word of God. Priority of time and commitment to the Word of God. From morning until midday, the people were attentive to God's book. Now, that might have been from 10 to 2 as we're doing it, but they probably started a lot sooner than that. This is a good model, though, for the timing and duration of a revival service. This is actually what this program is modeled upon, from morning until midday. Not only were those present at the assembly that day there in body, but the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. They were not just occupying space. They were not just warming seats. They were paying some serious attention to the book of the law of God. So I ask you, what is your time commitment to reading and hearing Scripture? And reading and hearing able men give the sense of what it means and how it might be applied. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. The need for solid preaching and teaching was there in that day, and we need it even more today. So they read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading. Do not think that you can teach yourself a full understanding of the Bible apart from the local Bible church. Good study materials like Thompson's, the Emmaus courses we have here, the Advanced Discipleship Program, seminary classes we have, good media like the old-time gospel preaching radio ministry that you can hear on WNRI every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. The Bible says that the Lord himself gave some to be evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You know, until Philip came alongside that Ethiopian eunuch that was heading home from Jerusalem, that man had an incomplete spiritual understanding. But he was teachable, and he got saved, and he got baptized that day. Whether you are like Philip, or whether you are like the man in the chariot, I urge you to hear these words. The word is near you, friends. In your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. And the preacher, friends, that the Apostle Paul is writing to is not just the guy standing behind this pulpit. He's talking to you. Amen. He's talking to you too, friends. Finally, the need for obedience to the Word of God. Now, if anyone sits here for 1 hour for four, and the Word of God goes in one ear and out the other, there is a problem. And I can tell you that the problem is not the Word of God. And I'm quite certain that the problem is that it is not in any of us preachers up here either, or anybody out here doing the ministry, doing the work of the ministry. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. but he who received the seed on stony places. This is he who hears the word, immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Those who bear fruit are people who hear the word of God and do it. Jesus said, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen. Now, an individual is saved by grace through faith. But as our brother pointed out, faith without works is dead. If there is no obedience and you're still going about doing your thing, how then do you call yourself a Christian? Which is your anthem? I did it my way, or Amazing Grace? Those Jews at Ezra's tent revival started getting busy for the Lord straightway. Let us follow their example. At this time, our brother's going to come up. Our brother Evangelist Rick's going to come. He's going to do an invitation, and he's going to send us off in prayer. But this revival isn't over. This revival is going from morning until midday. And with the Lord's help, it's going to continue after that.
You know, revival starts, right? In each and every one of us right here. Revival starts with God's people. And if anybody's not stirred up by these four preaching times, we're going to have some folks run around and test pulses because somebody's got to be dead. This stuff's going to stir the soul up. And you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, if they repent, all those four requirements right there, God says, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. The United States of America is in a problem right now. But you know what, friends? The answer is not red or blue. Okay, the answer is not a political candidate. There's only one answer to that. It's not a red or blue, but it's a black heart problem. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. I'm appealing to the folks here today that you got to get serious even now because the Lord's return is near. But the time is short. Jesus is coming back. And when you give an account in front of Him, what are you going to say? Are you going to say, I occupied till you came, Lord? Or I sat back and just watched the Patriots all day? What kind of account do you want to give to God? Today is the day to get serious. We're going to have a word of prayer. And I want you to look deep inside your hearts right now and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? Maybe, just maybe, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, you may have to dig deep inside and say, Lord, search my heart. Psalm 139, search my heart, 23 and 24, and see if there's any wicked way in me. And have the Holy Spirit just bring it out. And turn from your wicked ways. I'm not talking to an audience of unsaved folks. I'm talking to an audience of Bible-believing Christians. Don't let the world take hold of what you are and what God has planned for you. So at this time, let us pray. The Bible says it right there, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And pray. Pray is right here. So let's do that at this time. As I pray, I would ask that you would be praying for the Lord as well, and He would just do a work in your heart. Be careful. Be careful. careful when you're doing that, because the Lord just may do something that make you uncomfortable. But if you want that, then just ask Him to do it. Christian life's not always comfortable. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You, Lord, for this preaching times, these four preaching times we have heard so far. Lord, we're not here to be entertained today. Lord, we are here to be stirred up. Lord, we are Your people. We don't want to be seen in the crowd. We want to be separate. We want to be a witness for You, Lord. Let today be the day that we get serious. Let today be the day that we look inside our hearts. Let today be the day that You are number one. Lord, if there's anybody here that has not kept You at number one, let this day be the day they say, I'm going to forsake the world. I'm going to forsake those things that have been dragging me down. I've been caught up at work. I've been having some issues in my family. I lost money on the football game. Whatever it is, cast the things of the world aside. Lord, help us do that today. Lord, we have a couple more hours left in this revival meeting today, Lord. I am asking, sure, I want to see folks in Woonsocket. I want to see this area evangelized. And I want to see folks saved in here. I want to see unsaved people proclaim Jesus Christ as their Savior. But more importantly, Lord, I want to see born-again, Bible-believing Christians say, Lord, have me. Use me completely. I won't be thrown back. I won't be slowed down by the things of the world. Lord, work in our hearts today. Please, Lord, as we have this food today, let it be a time of fellowship. Bless this food, Lord, and bless the fellowship here, Lord. But most importantly, Lord, get us serious today. We know, Lord, Your return may be at any time, and we want to serve You, Lord. We want to work for You. Please, today, Lord, we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.